Meditation helps us live with the peace and purpose of Christ. Download the Abide app today and start your practice of daily meditation.
So here's a question. Do you judge well? Here's a true story. A stylish musical duo once topped the charts and actually won a Grammy Award. The problem was, they were later discovered to be a fraud. The two men were lip-syncing in front of cameras while the backup singers, actually three former soldiers, actually sang the songs. The front men thought they deserved to be on stage instead of moving aside for soldiers who could actually sing. Focusing on fooling other people or being better than them will stop you from living a life of purpose. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 37, it tells us, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Worrying about what others think of you wastes your time and can trick you into becoming a fraud. Your destiny is between you and God. If someone has more than you or less than you, what does that really matter? If someone thinks you are important or not important, how does that impact you? So seek counsel and guidance from God and other people to know God's way of judging. In the same way, don't go around judging other people or you'll fall into the same trap. Your emotions and previous bad judgments cloud your decisions. Consider what you're thinking and doing today. Where are you too critical of yourself and don't allow God's grace to free you? Or where are you too lenient and don't pursue God's standard? Finally, who do you need to stop judging? Whatever is on your mind today, your plans or friendships or worries, tell God what you are thinking and feeling and let Him be the judge. Our time will be directed by God, but I hope you will pause the app often and ask the Holy Spirit to prepare your mind and body in expectation of what God will be doing during your meditation time. But before we begin, let me lead us in a moment of opening prayer. Dear Lord God, thank you that you can see beneath the surface. Only you can judge our hearts and minds with perfect mercy and justice. Show me how I judge by worldly standards, though, sometimes, and reveal where I judge without knowing what's really happening. I want to let you be the judge, so help me do that. Let the power of your Spirit replace my broken judgment with your wisdom and humility, so I will think and do awesome things for you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And that's really it, isn't it? Seeing the world and those around us with God's eyes, not ours. We never really know the battles that those around us are struggling with. Most people don't know our own. But God knows everyone's. Today, I hope this time of longer, deep meditation will help you focus less on worldly judgment and more on heavenly reward. So as we begin, take a few deep cleansing breaths. Not a sigh or a breath of judgment, but a breath aligned with God. Just get comfortable here and settle into wherever you are, being aware of God, being aware of His purpose and your desires, because that is where we will be going today. Consider your life for a moment. Is there anything keeping you from experiencing God today, His joy, hearing from Him? Or is there something blocking you from Him? Well, confess that now, and then thank Him joyfully for His forgiveness. God can be trusted. The Holy Spirit guides us into God's trusting embrace. And Jesus, well, He's our example of living a life trusting in our Heavenly Father. So listen carefully to every detail now as I read from Luke chapter 6, verse 37. "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. forgive, and you will be forgiven. What stood out to you from that passage? Listen to it again carefully. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Reflect here now on how God might be using this passage to touch your life today. There is an ancient quote that says, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a mighty battle." Pause and ponder that for a moment. What might be some of the battles that your friends are fighting secretly? Consider it for a moment. Listen again for something familiar or comforting, maybe something new or crisp or unusual. But listen carefully for more as I read from Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. What did you hear this time? Well, focus there even deeper now in quiet meditation. Let's stay with that earlier quote for a moment. What are the battles you are fighting that no one around you is aware of? Oh, God is. Let this be a time of the Spirit of God removing any guilt or shame associated with that battle. Surrender into His loving and non-judgmental arms in this time of meditation. Listen one and final time as I read and you meditate on Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Do not judge others self-righteously, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others when you are guilty and unrepentant yourself, and you will not be condemned for your hypocrisy. Pardon others when they truly repent and change, and you too will be pardoned when you truly repent and change also. There's a similar passage in John chapter 7 that reads, "Do not judge by appearance, superficially or arrogantly, but judge fairly and righteously." That is just as relevant today as it was when it was written. What are examples of how you judge by appearance and not the heart? Using your imagination for a moment, see yourself standing before a judge being wrongly accused of something. You feel that panic, that terror? Imagine it for yourself. Now imagine it for someone that you may be judging. Rest here in a moment of introspection and reflection. It says that when we judge by appearance, that it is superficial and arrogant. What does it reveal about your heart when you judge someone by appearance alone? Pause and ponder that question. Have there been times recently when someone judged you by appearance? By someone who didn't take the time to discover your true heart, just as God has? Well, how does that feel now? Join me now for a moment of closing prayer. Dear Lord God, help me today to look beneath the surface so I can be aware of how I judge others around me. Reveal where I judge without knowing what's really happening. Thank you that you can see beneath the surface and help me do the same. Only you can judge my heart and mind with perfect mercy and justice. Let the power of your Spirit replace my broken judgment with your wisdom and humility. So I will think and do awesome things for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, you may be facing a day full of feelings of judgment or isolation, maybe shame or guilt. The sources may even surprise you and add to the weight of that. So take time today to do this one little thing. Find something heavy at your desk or the counter of your kitchen. Maybe a rock or a stapler. Maybe even just your fist, and bang on the counter and say, "Not guilty." Just hear it being said to you and let it resonate in your mind today. And I hope that simple act today will remind you of God's rich eternal desires for you, and that those reminders will keep you here a bit longer. No rushing off, no timer or clock. Just listen to the music or the sounds on Abide or journal whatever God places on your heart. But I hope you will allow the Holy Spirit to hold you in this place for several more minutes, minutes of profound peace and rest and alignment with God as you meditate and abide in Christ.
Thanks for meditating with us today. Join us on the Abide app to have full access to all our meditations, ad-free,